We're up to the Gemara in Daf Tesvav Omid Beis. So the Gemara in Daf Tesvav on the bottom, the Gemara said as follows. We're saying over here that the Baal the Pasuk says by Musaf HaShchodesh, we see this in Mechad L'chatat Hashem, Al Oilas HaTomid Yehosev Niskoi, and the Baal the Chatos and the Tomid and the Oila have no connection one to another. One is the Chatos, one is the Oila. There's a fundamental difference between the Chatos and the Oila. The Chatos, the Matan Domim, is every keren, every corner is a separate application. In Oila, you do achash yishtayim on two diagonal corners. On keren mizrochis tzvoinis, and again opposite on keres maravis droimis. So how does it come in that you suddenly would change the din of an Oila? On that, Reb Shimon Ish Hamitzvah said, because the Pasuk puts Oila together with Chatos, so you do a Maisa Chatos to the Oila. And the Chatos, the Oila Satomid, is going to have a special application of Mayrib separate and Dorim separate, like a Chatos. Now, Zog the Gemara, why should that be the only difference? There's other differences you can do. You can also do the fact that the chatos is what's it called, lamala mechuta sikra, and the oila is lamata mechuta sikra. So let that be the difference. So that let the mice and the sina gufa be lamala lamata. The Gemara had another kasha. Maybe go do everything. Do achash yishtayim like a oila, and then do four separate ones like a chatos. That Gemara says no. Loi metzinu. And mechaper, do a mechaper again. You had mechaper, all four corners had the dam on it already. So that doesn't make sense. But what about doing lamala lamato? So that Gemara says, full lines from the bottom, lo yimetzinu domi shechetzin lamala v'chetzin lamato. We don't find that. Fegmo, why not? V'loi v'otnan. He's a mimenu achas lamala v'sheva lamato on the kapoiris by the parochis. You do hazor on Yom Kippur. Achas lamala v'sheva lamato. So we see a lamala lamato. So Gemara, that's different. That's kematzlif. That's over there, be'etzem, you're throwing it on the top, but it happens to go lower, but it's not the pshat you're doing, lamala lamato. Someone gets malchus. Malchus on the back, it's not pshat, you go not in the same spot, so you start off higher, you go lower, but it's not the pshat, lamala lamato. So Gemara is another kasha, v'loi, v'otnan, he's a mimenu al tahoroi. This is the din of the Dama Par and the Dama Sor in Yom Kippur. You place achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, on the tiaroi shel mizbeach. The tiaroi shel mizbeach, the Gemara's hamin is on the wall of the mizbeach. Where's the tiaroi? Smack in the middle. Zog Rashi, smack in the middle ultimately means partial above, partial below. So in Mela, we have an application of partial below, partial above, because the middle can't be the middle. That's what Rashi learns on the bottom. E'ef shel tzamtzim, shleim en lamalo v'lamato. So in Mela, we see already a precedent of doing lamalo lamato. Over there you do sheva pomim, so my lava palgi the mizbeach, smack in the middle, which means partial above, partial below. So the moment, like we find, kedamri inshi, tar tiare hu palgi the yoima. In the middle of the afternoon, smack in the middle, it's called tiare the yoima. So in the middle means tiago. So tiare shem mizbeach means in the middle. And Tosis on this argues, Tosis in the bottom Tosis, Nalag Rashi, v'im kemot tzina domish shechetzel lamatim shechetzel lamali. You know why? The mitchilo nosan al karnos. First you place on the karnos, on the corners, v'achach al chetzi amizbeach, and then in the middle. Not the pshat that the middle is ultimately lamal on lamatim because you have shalat samtzim. But the karnos on the top, and the middle is the middle. So in Mela, one is called above, one is called below. And the Biskrov says, l'shitosim in zvachim, what's this this zrika on the karnos versus the middle, the tiare shel mizbeach? Is that called one matan domim, one kapora, one mitzvah? So then Tosfos learned it's one mitzvah. So you look at it as chetzi chetzi. In this mitzvah, you did karnos and you did middle. But Rashi learns over there it's two mitzvahs, two kaporas. So you can't look at this as middle, two different mitzvahs. What does A have to do with B? Karnos is one application, that's kula lamalo, and tiare is kula tiare. So Rashi taka learns shitosa that tiare gufa is chetzi lamalo, chetzi lamato, because you have shalat samtzim. But al kaporim, the Gemara says we see a precedent of lamalo lamato, and to the Gemara tezvom amibayz om rabba vashila loy agufa de mizbeach. We're talking about on the top of the mizbeach. The top of the mizbeach, that's not lamalo lamato. How do we know tiare is called top? The sky is clear, letoyar, meaning without any clouds. So just like the sky is clear without clouds, Zogt Rashi, the gagash hamizbeach is also cleared. Cleared from what? Cleared from the k'toyres. Umay loshen tira, it's a loshen of revealing. Hashem shemetayr umefane ha'k'toyres, shenisrav lo baboyker, v'choyteu elech ve'elech, and you remove it. Umaze al mokem ha'gilui, you maze on the place that was revealed. Which is that? The tira hashem hamizbeach, the top. K'lechsev u'ketz mashram l'tor, k'mo l'tayr. That's what we got up to yesterday, and that is the Gemara says la'olam. There's no the avari yedu a ma'isa chatos in the oiler satomet according to Reb Shimon Ish Mitzvah, but it doesn't mean you do lamala lamato. That's already out of the realm of something that we find a present for that we don't find anywhere and that you don't do. Mashenkin, when you're standing, that's an application. Instead of doing achas yishtayim, we do achas in the ma'irim and dorim. Zok the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks him this etzem din that Yitaka going to do mizrach tzofin, and then you do ma'irim and then dorim. Frag the Gemara meish to the yov oyle bereisha. Why do you do the application of an oyle first, which is mizrach tzofin? V'hoda yov the chatos, and then you do ma'irim tzofin. Why? Why do you do in such a way? Why do you do mizrach dorim first and then ma'irim tzofin second? V'hoda yov the chatos. Zog the Gemara neise bereisha the chatos. First you should do ma'irim tzofin. V'hoda neise the oyle and then do the oyle. And that the Gemara answers. Now, the reason why you would rather do the chatos first is because, Mefarshim explained, because the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Pei Tes says that chatos is koidemes la'oila. There's a kedima in chatos. So just like there's a kedima in chatos before oila, Mishnah in Pei Tes, so adin, when it comes out to the zrika, why you yoyev the chatos and then the oila? Do the chatos first. Why do you do the oila first? And for the Gemara, cave on the Oilahi. Since Lamais at the end of the day, it's an oilas atomid. What is this? It's an oilas tomid. We're talking about a carbon oilas tomid. Reb Shimon Ish Mitzvah says oilas tomid has a mila of a chatos. You do, but it's an oilas tomid. So because it's an oila, so he called ma b'reisha. So first you do a mizrach. What's it called? Mizrach tzofin, because that's a mice of an oila. And not chatos. Even though in Peites and Zvachim it states chatos kedemes la'oila, but if you balt, it's an oila stomit, it's an oila. So mele mizrach tzofen goes first. Zog the Gemara, so he answered this kasha, but frek the Gemara, maisha de yor mizrach tzfoynis, umarov is droymis, so ein chanami. I understand why you're doing the application of an oila first, because it's an oila stomit. But why are you going from that corner first? So maisha de yor mizrach tzfoynis, umarov is droymis, why are you doing that direction? Nesiv droimis mizrachis. First you should do doroim mizrach. Meaning, the corner before that. Here I have a picture of the mizbeach. I want you to see it better. This is the mizbeach. So over here, this is a kevesh. So this is the dorim, the kevesh. This is the ulam. Ulam is the ma'irav. This is you enter the mizrach. This is the tzofen. So we're saying first you do is mizrach tzofen, this is the first corner, and then you go around and you go the opposite diagonal across ma'irav dorim. What's wrong with doing? So I understand why you don't do this first, because it's an oiler. So why don't you do dorim mizrach? Right away, dorim mizrach. This is the first corner. So you're going around, but why are you doing mizrach tzofen? Do dorim mizrach. Frag the Gemara. Umayish no diyo mizrach is tzvoinis, umarov is droimis, neisiv Droimis mizrachis, v'hoda tzvoinis marovis, and then let the next one be sofen ma'ariv, diagonally across. You're going here, and then do this one, sofen ma'ariv. Why are you doing mizrach tzofen and ma'ariv dorim? Do mizrach dorim and sofen ma'ariv. Simple kasha. Zog the Gemara, ma'ish liyo mizrach tzvoinis umarovis droimis, neisiv droimis mizrachis, v'hoda tzvoinis marovis. Zog the Gemara, Amri, Oyla tuna yisoid. It says in the Pasuk, al yisoid mizbach ha'oyla. So we bald the oyla needs a yisoid. The yisoid didn't appear by all corners. We had the whole Gemara before that Binyamin was mitzdar on his chelik. Mm-hmm. So one pshat was he was mitzdar on his chelik, that he was mitzdar on the fact that he didn't have he didn't have more ruchnis. We said when it comes to ruchnis, he mitzvah for everything. But another pshat is brought because he was mitzvah in the mizbeach itself. The mizbeach was split, that not everything was in the chelik, so not everything out of yesoid. And over here, there was no yesoid. Over here, by the kevesh, and over here in this, I'm over here, there was no yesoid. And since the oil is torn yesoid, so you couldn't do it on Dora Mizrach. You had to go to what's it called? To Mizrach Tzofen. Because over here is yesoid, and the oil needs yesoid.
It's not because of the oil that
was displaced. Since it's called a shame oiler, correct. Since it's an oil as atomid, and the oil needs yesoid, so mele can't be you do the corner that doesn't have a yesoid. Zogdi Gemara lo have a yesoid. Now there is a shita in Zvachim Daf Nun Dalad. Levi says, not like we learned till now. He learned that Dora Mizrach also had a yesoid. No, so what's the pshat? You can't do it over there. He says since it wasn't in the chelik of Binyamin, so Mela they weren't no, there was no matan domim over there. Since it wasn't the chelik of Binyamin, not because of the lack of the yesoid, it wasn't chelik of Binyamin. It was a chelik of Yehuda. So Mela there was no matan domim over there. Zog the Gemara, Maishno the Yoiv Beresha, Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Why do you take a start off? Mizrachis Tzvoinis, like we said, Vahod Amarovis Droimis, and then Marovis Droimis diagonally across, Nase Beresha, Marovis Droimis, Vahod Amizrachis Tzvoinis. Start with Marovis Droimis, and then the Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Enter the Gemara, no. Cave on the Omer Mar, Kolpino Shata Poina Loyela Dech Yemin. Lemizrach Beresha Baupoga. That means as follows. Kol Pinois, and Rashi explains, by a chatos, you go up a kevesh. Because the chatos needs to be placed in the keren. These are the karnois. Karnois on the top. Other karbonos, oilus, go on the chutasikho. You're on the bottom. You're standing below. But the chatos, it's called Pinois at the point of Liamin. You come up the ramp from the dorim, you go and you make a ride to the Mizrach. You learn from the chatos, and then you go to the keren, and then you continue. So since the kolpinos at the pointer is the one you're going to hit first, it's going to be Mizrach Tzofen, yes, you're going to hit Dora Mizrach, but that's by chatos. See, we're not talking about chatos. But since be'etzim by chatos, you go up the ramp, you go right to Dora Mizrach, to the keren first, so mele kolpinos at the pointer, you mean. Over here, we're talking about punkt, you're shechting on the tzat sofen. Here, we're talking about the matan domen, where you have to clean your hand after the shechita, after the kabbalah, you're al yerch tzofen shom izbeach. That's where you shecht. So the one you're hitting first is the tak of the mizrach tzofen, because that's where you're shechting on this corner, on the tzvoinis. Yerch tzvoinis. Masha enke, but the chatos, since kolpinos at the pointer, you go to yamin. This called the yamin. So mele, you go yamin, and mele, you don't start this corner and go over here. Because the kolpinos is this direction, not this direction. So mele you go to yamin on the mizbeach. That's a din. Even if it's aruka, it's irrelevant. You go derech yamin. So mele, that's why you do mizrachis tzvoinis first.
That's why you don't go all the way around instead of just being.
By which case? Not by chatos.
By
oila. By oila, you start from here. Right. So, but since that it chatos, you're going a yamin and you go all the way around. So over here, you're on this corner. You continue this same direction that you did by chatos. This you don't go to. You're not walking backwards.
What the question is, how are you going to start from that corner? Just the question is if you're going to go this way or that way.
Meaning you should go this way.
That's what the Gemara is being done.
L'chayr, that's what you're saying. Because here, anyways, go this way and you'll hit the same Mizrach Dorim, Marav Dorim, versus going this way to the Yamin. The Gemara answers, you're going Yamin because by the chatos you go to Yamin. Right.
But the Gemara wasn't saying go all the way around and start with that other corner.
Which one? This one.
This corner.
Because you're not there.
Right.
You're not there.
It's more than that. The reason why Kolpinos, the Rishayim says, because Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. They are the same thing over here. Because if I'm anyways by that corner,
say Eim Avir.
I go all the way around.
Eim Avir.
Eim
Avir. So that's Nichla on the Gemara's Teretz. In Chami. You're saying it's Muchach that this is what the Gemara was saying. Nochmal, maybe the Gemara had a kasha, maybe you go this way. What's a Teretz? You're not being Mavir.
What if you start?
If you're starting here and you're putting over here,
that's
also Kolpinos. But in addition,
the Gemara didn't have it decided you should start the other corner.
Which one? This one.
This corner.
But that's Eim Avirin.
Yeah.
I'm stopped to walk around with the Kli Shoris to go there, but that's Eim Avirin. Then in addition, why you're not going this way is because it's Kolpinos at the point. Very good. I mean, there's two dinim for stating there, Kolpinos. Like the Rishonim explained. It's a din of Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs. In addition, go to the right. So mitzad going to the right. So we're telling you, go this way versus the other way, passing the kevesh. Or actually, we'll be it'll be a little awkward walk. You have to go all around the kevesh. Oh. Can't go, it's in the way. But upon him, kol pinis, you go this way versus this way, because by the chatas, you come up the ramp, you make a right. In addition, maybe start off over here. Just walk with it, even if you go to the right, but start off over here. That's emavirin al mitzvah. You're passing by the corner. Why are you passing by not doing anything? So that's emavirin al mitzvah. Now, the etzem din of kol pinis at the should be derech yamin. This is the going in Bir Agro and Kufim Aleph argues vehemently, very strongly, on the Mechaba. The Mechaba over there says, Tumas Hadesh and other poskim, that kol pinis at the poina, I'm sorry, by an aliyah, you take derech tzora when you get aliyah, and derech aruka when you leave. Zok the going, this cannot be, because the whole mekor of the bima is the mizbeach. And by the mizbeach, there was a din of kol pinis at the poina, irrelevant if it's tzora or aruka. You always went yamin. You went yamin even if it's aruka. That's the whole din. Bima is a din of kol pinis at the poina yamin. So how could it be zok the going in the pasuk da halacha like that? And those that follow the going do that specifically. If you're sitting on this side of the bima, right over here where I am, and the bima is right over here, you get an aliyah. If someone would give me an aliyah, it happens sometimes on this side. I walk all around. Kol pinis. You go to the right. That's a din in the mizbeach. The bima is the mizbeach. So Mela, he argues on the Ramah, and over there he says that's the makor. The makor of bima is mizbeach. So it can't be that you don't do derech yamin, even if it's derech aruka. Now, the same going in Kuf Mem Aleph, when it comes to Chas Chanukah, we over there, the Mechaba says that you do Ner Sheni on the second day, and then Ner Rishon, because Kol Pinois, Zog the going Behedya, you can't be Mevatel the Ikadin of Ner HaSomuch LePesach, Tefach HaSomuch LePesach, because the Hadlok is outside, the Ik Hadlok, Medina the Gemara. So Tefach HaSomuch LePesach is you're doing on the opposite side of the mezuzah. So if you're doing on the left side, day number one is closer to the Tefach HaSomuch LePesach. Day number eight, it's further removed. You're right across from the mezuzah. So you're further removed. So how can you be mevatel the ikadin of Tefach HaSomuch LePesach and light day number four, or hold the number four, and then go towards the right, kol pinois, based on the Gemara, if you mevatel the ikadin of Adloka, which is Tefach HaSomuch LePesach. So the same going that says kol pinois is so important that you take the Echaruka, that's by Bima. Bima is the Makar. Masha'enke by Ner Chanukah, you want to be mevatel the ikadin of Tefach HaSomuch LePesach, so they're going, no, you go towards the left, not towards the right. You start from the one closer to the Tevach Somer Pesach, and you, which is that itself is fair. What's called number one, number two? What makes it day number one? It's a new day every day. But upon that's a Chanukah shmooze. But you go towards the left, not towards the right, in order to make a din of Tevach Somer Pesach. Now there's numerous other dinim that are negated to the din of Kol Pinis at the Poina. Lemoshel, but when it comes to Hagba. When it comes to Hagba, so it's brought down that the Mechaba says Kufla Medalad that you show it to the people to your right first. Kol Pinis Tapani, you show it to the people on the right. Well, the people on the right, that means you're walking towards where? If you show it to people on the right, you're walking towards the left. Hagba, going to the left. So how could you say you're showing it as Kol Pinis, you're showing it to people on the right, that means you're walking towards the left. So how could Kol Pinis be a din that you show to the right when you're walking to the left? Kol Pinis is a din where you walk pashas. So either you can say that Hagba Pshad is, it's not a din in walking, Hagba is a din in showing. So I'm showing to the right. It happens to be either walking to the left. But that's called showing to the right, that's called a din of Kol Pinis, even though I'm walking to the left. Another way of answering, the Achrayim want to say very poshut, the Mechaber is talking about the Svarish and Sefer Torah. And according to the Svaradim, according to the Mechaber, Eris HaMizrach, the ksav is shown to the outside, not to the inside. They hold it up, right? They hold it up and they show to the outside. So when you go to the right, you're showing to the right. You take a walk. We have the ksav towards the person being magbia. So then if you want to show to people on the right, you have to walk to the left, facing you. But if it's on the outside, so fakert, showing to the right, I'm going to the right. So it's very good. And fakert, and the Mishabura, whatever, those that don't go like that, fakert, you hold it towards you. So then it would talk about the opposite. Klapi de Magbia, so you talk it go to the left. So the people on the right would see it. If the ksav is towards you, then you would talk go to your Magbia first, lesmoiloi, mela, so it's the yamin of the royim. You go towards the left, so the yamin of the royim. There's many other dinim, legabi the din of kol pinois. the etzim din of yamim being mechoshev ki yiduin shulchan aruch legabe the minol, the shoe you put on, the tilsidayim, you put it in your right hand, and then you put your left to wash your right hand. Even birchas kahanim, steht in kuf chav ches, yamachse pneim derech yamin. When they turn back around to the Aron Kodesh after the duchening, they go liyamin, they go towards yamin. So from here, they want to bring a riot that we see that is this din of kolpinois, dafka by dvar mitzvah, even nocha mitzvah. Because going after the birchas kahanim is no mitzvah, pasha is after the mitzvah, pasay. So we see even on a nishta mitzvah dikadin, all the other things, chanuk, etc., is all, or bima, that's all dvar mitzvahs. Here we're talking about even not dvar mitzvah, after duchening. So we see even for not a mitzvah, it's also din of yamin. You hold the Torah in your right hand, kuf lama dalad. Even the shofar is blown on the right side to tof kuf pehe, as the din of yamin is koydim. Yeah, but the evidence is good. If a guy can only blow on the left side, it's good. Of course, it's a mila. What do you say? Oh, correct. Now the rush, the leif ksila smile, but the chacham is the yamin. The rush in Tomid says a little shver because he says different than the Gemara. The Gemara we just finished saying that it's pointing the yamin because that's how upoga bereisha. The rush in Tomid says the reason why you go back to the mizbeach, you go mizrach tzofen, is because the mokum shchita is betzofen, and your messiah ma'ir of dorim because the shiori adam are placed in the yisoid roimi. Not like our Gemara. He pushed it saying the shirayim are placed in Yisoy Droimi and you're shechting over here. He's not going with this whole what we're saying now. Gemara is saying a different reason. Gemara is saying kolpinos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Kemen domen ma kolpinos tata ponen le'ele derech yamin le'mizach b'reisha ba'u poga. That's when you hit first. Umimayde ba'oiluhu. How do we know we're talking about an oiluh? The kom rachmona Ovid b'maisa. Oh, frag me a new kasha. According to Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, you're taking an oil and you're doing a maisa chatos, even though oil usually it's only achas yishtayim on both corners. You're doing achas yishtayim on one corner, and the other corner you're doing chatos one and one. You're doing an application of one and one of dogam and ma'irav dogam separately. Frag the gemara mimai de ba'oil hu de ka'om rachmona. Oh, b'maisa chatos. Maybe the pasuk of Sirah Rosh Chodesh is telling me that by a chatos do a maisa oila instead of doing four applications by a chatos. Let one of them be achas yishtayim. Frag the Gemara umay de beoilu de kom rachmona ovid b'maisa chatos v'dilma bechatos de kom rachmona ovid b'maisa oila. And you do achas yishtayim by chatos at least in one corner. So Gemara loy sakadai toch dichsiv al oila satomet yehosev niskoi. So Gemara umay kom rachmona midi de chatos shori ha'oila. It says al oila satomet yehosev niskoi. That means midi de chatos, shori ha'oila, you should do a maisa chatos on an oila. Not pshat do a maisa oila on a chatos. That's good for the pasuk is saying. Al oila satomid, yosef in iskoi. That means that on an oila, you should do a maisa chatos. Now, Rabbi Yashiv in the Oris answers this kasha differently. He said the Gemara could have said. Gemara obviously gives the teretz because it's taking the posuk that you're doing a maisa chatos ashodi ha'oila. But if you're saying misvara, the Gemara could have said, or akopona, maybe that's nichal. It's taking the be'etzim, you could have answered, why would you be memayit the hazois? Meaning, bishlema, when you do a maisa chatos bain oila, you're being marba hazois. Instead of doing achas yishtayim, do achas yishtayim in one corner and diagonally across, do achas and achas. K'maisa chatos by noyla. P'shim nisha mitzvah. But if you want to do the opposite, by a chatos do a maisa oyla, being mamayit azois. Because you're doing, instead of one, you're doing one, and then last two, you're doing achas yishtayim. Being mamayit and azois is a shver svar to say, to make me mamayit. Not to be usually mamayit in the mitzvah, not in mamayit. So Mela, that would be another reason Poshin Svari says why that would not be the din. It's one mice. About it, at the end of the day, it's two corners. But it's a mice. The mice mitzvah was done with Nesina Achas versus two Nesinas. So you're being Mamayit in the mice Azot. About it, the result is the same thing. It's an old Talat Karnas. The end is Talat Karnas. But it's a mice, you're being Mamayit in Azot.
If Achas Shishtai means go like this, It's machlokes in the Gemara. If it's connected the corner and then it splits, it's both walls. That's not the one ma'isa. But if it's splashing in both corners.
Versus what? And what would be four applications?
What?
And what would be four applications? If it's splashing two corners, what would be four applications? What would be a separate application?
All four corners, as right. opposed to hitting, going to one corner and going this wall and then this wall in one shot, like this.
And so it's one shot. The one shot is being memai de shtiko. In the one shot, Shabbat. Now, Tanan Hosom, I believe Rashi over here says that it's a nusugya. Oh, v'mesechas tomid v'le shayach l'mikveh b'gemorah de yuma. So it's a nusik. We'll continue this tomorrow. The Gemara now talks about a different lishkois. We'll continue this tomorrow.